God answered that question through the prophet Isaiah here in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 1 down through verse 7. And he tells us why he can do that and how he changes us from darkness into light. So there's three things I want you to see from this passage this morning. The first is this, is that the Messiah, that Jesus, brings light to spiritual darkness. That's important for us to understand, especially in the world and the culture in which we are living in. All you have to do is look at the news, pick up a newspaper, look online, and you'll see all kinds of spiritual darkness that is all around us. And Isaiah begins here in these first two verses with a promise that's spoken into a very dark time. He mentions those two places, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali in verse 1. And then he says in verse 2 again, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. The people of Israel had experienced judgment. They had experienced invasion. They had experienced loss. Those regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, those were areas, if you could look at a map of Israel, sometimes you can see those in the back of your Bible. You could see there the Sea of Galilee, which is above the Dead Sea. Those areas of Zebulun and Naphtali were areas around the Sea of Galilee. They were among the first to fall in those foreign oppressions, when the Assyrians came, when the Babylonians came, and they knew despair. They knew fear. They knew what it meant to live life without hope. And it's into that setting that Isaiah declares those words in verse 7, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For centuries, Jewish teachers understood that passage to be about the Messiah. And the New Testament even confirms it. If you go over to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 13 down through verse 16, we're told there that when Jesus began his ministry, his public ministry on this earth, he did so in Galilee. And he did so in those very same places that Isaiah named. Matthew quotes Isaiah 9 and says this in verse 13. He says, "And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali," the same places that Isaiah speaks of in his prophecy. And he goes on in verse 14 to say, "So that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled." He goes on to say in verse 15, "The land of Zebulun," here he's quoting from Isaiah, "the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region in shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." So all of that happened with Jesus beginning his public ministry in those two places that Isaiah spoke of, that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. That tells us something important. It tells us that God intentionally sent his son into places that were marked by darkness. Isaiah said those were the places that were filled especially with darkness. He could have mentioned many other places, but those are the two that he mentioned because people would know that, yes, I know those places are filled with darkness. All you have to do is look around, especially here in America, and you can see spiritual darkness all over the place. We see here in this passage that Jesus is sent into those places marked by darkness. And that has not changed even today. Because without Christ, Scripture is very clear that we live in spiritual darkness. We might appear to be successful. We might seem on the outside to be content. We might even seem to be happy on the surface. But apart from Jesus Christ, there is no true hope. Paul writes over in Ephesians chapter 2 that those who are without Christ have no hope and are without God in this world. That's not an insult. It's a spiritual diagnosis. But when Jesus enters a life, everything changes. Jesus himself said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have